888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It's coming from the women and the men. Oh, baby, we'll be making love again. We'll be going down so deep, the river's gonna weep and the mountain's gonna shout amen. It's coming like the tidal flood beneath the lunar sway. Imperial, mysterious, and amorous ray. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Really scary. I'd feel a lot better if we were talking about a republic coming back. That's the scary part, though, about the leftists, that when they write songs, it's very kind of interesting, isn't it? Going down that road. All right, so make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, amazing supplement. Put in my name, Kate, and get it for a third off, plus free shipping. In fact, 31 fruits and vegetables, you just can't go wrong. Free health coach. They'll kick it out in 24 hours. You'll have it. Order extra for your food storage. I definitely advise it. And it's 31 fruits and vegetables. How can you go wrong? It's amazing. And you'll love this product. A couple of weeks later, you'll start to feel so good. I promise you, you need it. I have Investigator Dave for a few minutes before I launch into some kind of alarming things I'll say and see how awake we are. Investigator Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you, Kate.
You bet.
Go right ahead. I wanted to say that I think we're on the same wavelength here.
Mm-hmm.
This movement is no longer a movement. It's turning, it's morphing into a cult.
Yes.
A personality cult with a great and wise leader. Mm-hmm. Surrounded by experts, they issue edicts for the salvation of mankind.
Yep.
If you don't follow them, your family will die. And
so
fear
true.
Was the motivator.
Oh, so
it's
true.
It's amazing. Now, cults, you know, they have been, by sociologists, they're identified by four main things. They call it the BITE method: behavior control, information control, thought control, and emotion control. And if you work in those ingredients, you've got a bona fide cult.
Mm-hmm.
And these people, their leader and their high priest and their big lab coats, surrounding this great mm-hmm. high priest, Dr. Fauci. And so I just analyzed some of these things. Number one, behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the behavior is to separate yourself, use masks, wash your hands.
Right.
They're controlling their adherence behavior. That's part of it. Second mm-hmm. is information.
Mm-hmm.
And on information, they use what they call experts or science.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the information thing is to channel the information to where they want you and ban all other information. So the censorship culture
is
cutting out everything so they can control your information.
And
thought control.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And also on that same thing is we all know how to wash our hands. We were taught that from the age of three on, right? Two and a half. You wash your hands. They're making it seem like this is such sweeping new information, and they're reminding us 24/7 as if to make themselves the authority on the subject now. It's very strange.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in the cult world, it's now a ritual.
Yes. Yes, like okay. George Carlin says.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a ritual, one of their rituals.
Yep.
Okay, thought control.
Yep.
Now, this is a biggie because you have to make them feel like this thing is worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's morphed into their excuse, I'm saving you the world.
Yeah.
And I'm saving you.
Yes.
I don't wear this mask for me. I'm sacrificing for you.
Even though their mask helps them.
Respond? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, and it makes them feel it's a spiritual, it's a religious feeling.
A superiority thing
good in the world.
Is really what it is.
Huh?
It's a little bit of self-righteousness, superiority, because their mask protects them from you, but they want you to wear one anyway. It doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
No, don't think about making sense. Like John Rapoport said, it doesn't make sense.
Nope. Nope.
And the last one is emotion control.
Yes.
And to do that, they use fear.
I agree.
And fear for yourself and family and others.
I so agree.
And so they got this. They got this big charismatic, mm-hmm. Or sometimes prophetic person.
Right.
And they wear this sacred clothing, the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't allow apostasy or disfellowship, or they'll disfellowship you. You
mm-hmm.
you won't be able to get close to your friends anymore.
Right.
And they got to hook you. Well, and once they got you hooked.
Well, they got to make it uncomfortable. They're going to make it so uncomfortable that you'll demand a vaccine. You'll demand whatever they want to do to you because you just want to get, you want to get back to normals. You're willing to do whatever it takes, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But the thing of it is once you have signed on, you're converted
right.
to this cult.
Right.
Then there's no logic. Okay. There's no facts that can dissuade you. It's like
so
the Moonies.
True. Yes. So true. The Moonies.
Or anybody else, you know, it's over.
They're
convinced and it's gone.
Thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you breaking that down into steps. Thanks, Investigator Dave. I'll have you on pretty soon.
Well, thank you.
Probably next
Best
week.
Best of luck.
Thank you. All right. So I promised you some statements. Okay. Number one, America's Black Program Contractors. This is from 1993. Here's some statements. Let's see how awake we really are. Black budget, $1.3 trillion every 2 years, clear back in the 90s. Now, can you imagine what it is now? A trillion is 1,000 billion. $1 trillion weighs 11 tons. Who are contractors in these stealth programs? Westinghouse, McDonnell Douglas, Morrison Knudsen, Wackenhut Security, Boeing, Lorimar, Aerospace of France, Mitsubishi, Ryder Trucks, Bechdel, IG Farben, hundreds more. That's just some of them. Can you think about what the budget is today? Pretty amazing, right? Here's another one. How awake are we? Earthquake devices as a bioweapon, too. Federal government has invented earthquake devices. This is coming from a geologist. With the Kobe earthquake of Japan, there was no pulse wave as in a normal earthquake. None. In 1989, there was an earthquake in San Francisco. There was no pulse wave with that one either. It is a Tesla device that's being used. Very interesting. Okay. Here's another one. Why is it in October 1918... did they say that exactly 6 million Jewish people, and this is the sentence they said, would actually need help? This is 1918, October 18th, New York Times. I'm reading from the newspaper right now. This fact that the population of 6 million souls have received notice through action and by word that they are going to be completely exterminated long before Hitler got there. That's strange. Strange that they would know that number. Don't you think? It's a little strange. Okay. I'll keep going. Why not? All right. I talked about Kindle, the ebook reader, Kindle Fire, being kindling, like book burning. We talked about that on the show this week, if anybody missed that. Why develop that e-reader, right? The e-reader that came after the Sony reader that didn't do very well, all of a sudden Kindle went through amazing, amazing success. And same guy who says that newspapers and printed books are yesterday's news. 5 years after this was put in charge of the New York Post. Kind of interesting. Is Bill Gates just the face of Microsoft? Seems that he's been moving into controlling our health and education in this country. Never thought about retiring. That's kind of strange. Most people do. Many people behind the scenes enabled him to be the face of Microsoft. He is merely the face. Isn't that why those two companies work together so well, Microsoft and Facebook, to get your phone location and your data? They're always hand in hand. Why is that? You never see pictures of Gates and Mark Zuckerberg hanging out, do you? It's because they're both the faces of their companies. They're both owned by the government. Microsoft, was that the first version of man and machine becoming one? When you hold out your hand with a phone in it 24/7, are machines becoming part of our person, part of who we are, part of that machinery of human mankind? Was that just the introduction? the Bush family are considered conservative royalty. You might want to check that one. Not so much. He's one of the darker figures, Senior Bush. One of the darker figures I've ever researched, by the way. Probably the most alarming of many that I have researched around the globe. I don't worry so much about Soros as I worry about who's behind Soros, the unnamed. There are a lot of additions of the deep state. There is the group of 300. There is the Knights of the First Order, the different knight groups, K-N-I-G-H-T. There's a lot of groups behind who we ever get to see publicly that really do run the show. So whenever somebody says Soros, I'm going, yeah, it's way, way beyond Soros. Drugs are trafficked from the Middle East through Africa over to South America and then back up to the USA. Every time we fight for human rights violations, it's usually for drugs. Poppy fields. There's a reason we stay in countries for a long period of time without any actual reason of being there. Also, the vaccine they started giving the troops back in 1991 for anthrax, there was never an anthrax direct threat on our military. Not once. Why do they keep giving this? Suicide rates have gone up and we're not even in war. Why? When you start seeing the demise of cash and coin, there's a reason that in the $1 trillion stimulus, it was the whole first section of the bill was all about the new digital currency. They're really going to try to shove that down our throats in the next couple of years. You might see a coin shortage. There has been coin shortages in the past. But just know that the demise of cash in general is on. Absolutely. 100%. When I saw the terms that were stuck in the first part of the draft of the bill that went through for the $1 trillion stimulus, it was amazing to see how many specifics were in that bill. They've already decided, they've thought it out. It's kind of like removing history, removing statues. Removing names to things that's done long before it was ever done. Was George Bush a CIA agent before he became head of the CIA? Yes. Where was he in the 60s? Was he part of some of the biggest things that happened in the 60s? Namely 1963. Yes. From sources that I have, yes. If Satan tries to mimic everything that Christ does, well, we see a big show in the future that will deceive a lot of people. If you think that you're wondering why people can't see through the COVID thing when the truth is right in front of them in the numbers every day, wait till you see people that think they're seeing something with their own eyes. Don't think for a second that Satan would not recreate the coming of Christ in his own version and way to deceive Christians all over the world. Don't think that that wouldn't happen for a second. And this is why I work so hard at propaganda. Because if we can't even see the ridiculousness of wearing a mask and the fact we don't have an immune system, how in the world are we going to combat something people think they're seeing with their own eyes? It's coming. I had a conversation with G. Edward Griffin about this off the air. It's coming. You think Satan would ever let that go? The one true confirming thing that we all know is going to happen because of scriptures? You bet he's going to be right on that, creating a mimic event. Just be very aware of that. And I think if there's anything I could ever do to warn future generations, it would be the ability to be deceived by huge amounts of technology and holograms and all the things that we don't even realize we have the capability of doing. Because certain places and bases have kind of kept that off limits to a lot of people in the past. Because they blamed it on aliens, but it was never about that. It was just about creating stuff that they just didn't want people to see. Yes, we have gems in our voting system. Yes, they can spend 30% of an election. Yes, we have an Agenda 21 and a 30 and a 50. Why no 40? What's going to be happening in that decade? Hollywood. Pedophile Central, along with Holly, along with our elected officials. Is Pizzagate real? Yes. I was basically just sharing with you a list of calls I get about things and emails, and these are the answers I give off the air. So I thought I would share some of these with you on the air. Feminism just didn't happen. Lots of things didn't just happen. Education just didn't happen on a whim. So many manipulations at hand. I'll probably do a whole nother hour on this kind of thing if you want me to. You let me know. You email me. You tell me if you want me to. All right. Everybody have a good one. Be faithful. Be fearless. Have a good weekend. All those things I hopefully will make us think. Everybody have a good one.